Movie review time. So, let's talk about Prey. This is the new Predator movie that everybody's been going on about, and I don't know if it's just me. I'm a Predator fan. This was kind of shit. Kind of big shit. The movie was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Don't know if it was just me that thought that, or if anybody else thought it, but the movie was not great. It starts off with this girl hunting a deer, and I don't fucking know, but we get no backstory on who she is, who these people are. It's just quite simply a case of, we're in there like fucking underwear, and all of a sudden this girl's telling us how she is so hard done by, and I find it rather fucking obnoxious, because we're being told all this stuff, and you know, one thing leads to another, and we find out all these different things, but we get no backstory. Like, this girl's going out here and like, none of you believe in me, and none of you believe that I am a hunter, and that's why I'm going to be the way I am. But we get no backstory on it, we get no information on it. We see her trying to hunt a deer at one point, and she fails drastically. We see her use her awesome tracking skills that she supposedly has to not track very well, and doesn't realise that the French colonisers, I think they're meant to be. Again, we get no explanation on them as to who they are, or what they're doing, or what they're meant to be in 1700s Great Plains America. She doesn't know that they're there. She doesn't know that they're coming after her or hunting her. It's insane. But then this person with zero skill, zero knowledge, zero information manages to go out of her way and fully fuck up a predator. You know, the apex hunter, that's what she does, and I find it insane that this is the case. Like, I don't get it. Only in the original Predator, the Predator, It fought him in hand-to-hand combat, because it figured out that he was a hand-to-hand fighter and didn't have any weapons, and then he managed to get it to the position where he could, you know, he could what'd you call it? Crush it with the rock, the log even. And that allowed him to win the fight. But this girl in the movie, we get no explanation for it. We don't see any backstory or information as to what she does, or anything beyond being one small fucking thing about, or having good information on medicine, and that's it. Like, now I get that she's a Native American and that's what she's supposed to be, and I get that she's, you know, they're meant to be, well, it's Comanche Nation, and these people are, the women are taught this and the men are taught that, and the men hunt and the women do the medicine and the cooking and all of that sort of stuff. But the one thing that pisses me off about the movie is we get no backstory as to how she became disillusioned by her situation as it is. We get none of that. The movie just plops us into it and expects us to believe that this teenage girl is in this situation and is just like, yep, I'm no longer going to be a woman of the Comanche Nation. I'm now going to be a hunter. And then she becomes the war chief. Like, I don't get it. Like, they keep laying these hints throughout the thing. It's like, yeah, it doesn't see you as a threat. Like, it underestimates her as a threat. And I get that, you know, they're trying to lay the, but they don't lay the groundwork well. Like, there's one or two mentions of it through the movie. And it isn't, it's just not great. Like, they don't show us any of her skills to show that she's a great hunter. The only skills that we see from this girl in the movie is that she's decent at medicine. She tries to hunt a deer with an axe and completely fucks it. Like, I don't understand the movie. It doesn't make any sense. And you can't justify to me it's that it's fine, because in this, are you telling me that in the 1700s the Comanche Nation were just going to let the fucking women go and they were just going to let them be hunters and that was it? It was just a case of, yep, yeah, you go be a hunter, we're good, don't worry about the rest of us. Like, no, that's not what happened. That's not how it worked. Like, I don't understand how you can tell me that you're not going to show me anything other than the fact that she is slightly decent with medicine, that then transfers to hunting skills and being able to outsmart the apex predator. Something that we have seen rip dozens of fucking animals and people apart. We saw this through the movie. It fucking ripped a bear in two. It bled that fucker dry. A grizzly bear. A massive fucking bear. It bled it dry. And yet, she just like beats it through being slightly smarter than it. Like, I don't understand how you expect me to watch this movie and believe that any of this happened. It doesn't make sense. Like, with Predator, I get it. It's Arnie, and he's the leader of the commando troop, and he manages to survive by laying traps and running away. But this girl, it doesn't make sense to me in the context of the Predator movies. Like, it kills all the guys, but then she manages to outwit it. Like, I don't understand it. And at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, it uses its helmet. She uses its helmet against it. But it didn't realize that if it fired the gun, it was going to shoot itself in the head. Like, I don't, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's had this helmet on, what, the whole time it's been hunting. So let's even just say 2 or 3 days on Earth. Just at this point. Not taking any previous time frames into account. Just at this point. It's had this helmet on and it's been hunting and it's been using its darts and it knows, it fires the dots track to where the dots are. It knows that. It understands that. It loses its helmet, and rather than it taking the gun that it's using to shoot off and trying to actually, you know, I don't fucking know what it would have done, but rather than working out that it's not got its helmet on, this gun isn't going to shoot at her because it's going to track to where the dots are, and the dots aren't on her, therefore probably shouldn't use it, you know, this apex fucking predator, the predator of predators, the thing that kills most things in the fucking universe, it, rather than realising all of that, just blindly shoots its fucking gun at her. I don't understand. Like, it doesn't make sense. How is that a thing? How is that something that works? Like, the plot is fucking ridiculous. It's terrible. And I don't get how you're looking at it and telling me that, oh yeah, no, it's definitely works. 100%. Absolutely. You're just stupid. Like, it doesn't work. Stop fucking feeding me bullshit. Stop being stupid. I'm not an idiot. I watch movies. I know the backstory to these things, and you can't tell me that I'm an idiot because I don't understand the backstory, even though I'm watching this movie and going, yup, this is what we're doing. Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand it. I don't, it doesn't make sense. And it's not the whole, it's a girl, blah, blah, blah thing. I just don't understand how you're taking this thing that is supposed to be the apex predator, this thing that is supposed to be the fucking king dingaling of all hunters, and turning it into what is essentially a fucking a jobber. For what reason? Like, I was hoping to see by the end of this movie that the Predator just fucking wiped them all out. Like, just fucked them up. And that was the reason that the Comanches were gone, and, you know, like, that sort of thing. Because it's the Predator. Like, they learn, you know, maybe a couple of them manage to escape, and that leads into the Prey 2 thing that they're teasing at the end of it, and... But I just... It doesn't make sense. Like, what the fuck? For real, explain to me how that's a thing. Like, I don't get it. You can't tell me that this predator is defeated by her, but what, it managed to just kill a couple of their hunters. Like, I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense, and I'm so confused by the whole thing. Oh, anyway, that's enough for me regarding this. I'm just so disappointed. I was looking forward to this movie. And I mean, I shouldn't have been. Because, well, I mean, I should have known what was coming, really, shouldn't I? It's always the same shit all the time, so, yeah. Anyway, guys, that's enough for me on this one. I'm just annoyed at the movie. I watched it last night and I thought it was quite going to be quite good. It's Predator, you know, they've ripped the arse out a little bit, but that also tends to be on the better side of things. But yeah, thanks for listening anyway. Hope you enjoyed my take on it, and I do thank y'all for being here, and have a good day. Cheers.